Hi there, beautiful souls. I'm thrilled to welcome you to the enchanting world of traditional medicine with Shaman Flora. I'm your guide on this journey, Ximena Garcia. And in this captivating podcast, we embark on a journey to explore the depths of self-discovery through the magic of traditional medicine. Sit back, relax, and let's uncover the mysteries of plant medicine together. Howdy, friends and family. Welcome back to another awesome episode with me at Traditional Medicine Podcast with Shaman Flora. And here we are, continuing with our saga of spiritual bypassing. I have a feeling that today's topic, it may ruffle some feathers for all of us. So I will invite you to take a deep breath, grab your tea or drink of your favorite kind, have an open heart, an open mind, and just try this on. That's what I'm going to tell you. That's going to be my invitation for today's podcast. What I say, what I always invite you guys to do is try it on. It's not the truth. I'm not God. I'm not the most wise human on the planet Earth. I have so much more to go and learn and study, so many books and information. And I mean, there's people out there that have way more wisdom than I do. I think everything that I share with every single one of you is my personal experience and the things that I've been going through. So it's my own personal. So I'm just is extending it over like a jacket, and you can just put it on for the length of the episode. And then at the end of the episode, if you don't like it, you can take it off and say, like, you know what, Ximena? I don't think so. And that's fine. We can agree to disagree, right? We not all have to believe, think, follow the same thing. That's the beautiful thing about being on this planet, being humans, is that we are able to have a mind on our own. And even better, we have also the ability to change it and create new beliefs. And that's super cool. I don't think many creatures have that ability, and we do. So today we are going to be talking about a very particular bypasser. So we're going to do a quick recap, because this is going to be the fifth one of 10 that I told you that I was going to talk about. So our first one that we start diving deep into was the, let's see if you guys can remember, it was the aggrandizement bypasser. I believe that was the first one that we talked about. And then the second one we brought into it, it was the saint bypasser. I think all of you remember talking about spirituality and how certain people exercise a life of being perfect saints to like avoid facing the unwanted parts of themselves. And then we went over the psychonaut, that for those of you that are part of the world of earth medicine are very familiar with people that overuse psychedelics and those kind of medicines to escape their reality. Last week, we talked about the horoscope bypasser, and we went deep into how people use this to determine their life path, their choices, and not have responsibility over their own lives. So if you haven't heard any of those and you feel called to listen to one of those, just go back and then you will find them. It was the last four episodes. But today, my friends, we are going to talk about the victim bypass. This particular bypass is someone who becomes a victim of their gifts or other people or other things that happen outside him or herself. Why do they do this? Because this takes away the pressure of responsibility for shaping and satisfying life and taking responsibility for their own happiness. And that's why they're called victim bypassers. They are victims to what happens outside of them. And this type of spiritual bypassing is often used by spiritual seekers, by people that believe that they have extra sensory gift of some kinds that like and due to their gift, they are unable to feel happy or healthy or their lives is in threat. Most of them, and I include myself, by the way, because I used to be one of those, they identified themselves as extremely empathic. There's people that they consider themselves extremely sensorial. So usually a lot of people that have clairvoyance gifts, they fall into this particular bypassing. Again, me being one of them. I gotta tell you, when I read this the first time, my mind was blown away. And I think that some part of me knew that I was not taking responsibility of what was happening in my life because it felt good. It gave me some sort of significance to be a victim to my own gifts, which, you know, as I say it out loud, it sounds messed up. And if you really think about it, misery is very addicting because it brings people together. Just think about it. When you have been sad, when someone is crying, when someone is in pain, usually what comes after, support, love, caring, all of those things. I mean, I'm not saying that it's like that for every single human on the planet. However, think about movies, think about shows, think about when people are in breakdown, what happens? Someone comes and rescues someone, right? If you are the victim, guess what? The victim is waiting for a hero, someone to recognize the victimhood, which there is a really thin line between really being in pain and needing help of being a victim to call for attention. And honestly, I can't tell you what that line is. I think that that's something that internally we gotta check in. And maybe the reason why I don't have the answer to that question is because I'm still in discovery of that. I used to be a huge victim bypasser. I was raised by one. So it was very ingrained in me to be in victimhood about my life. And it's really dangerous to fall into that because we completely lose responsibility over our actions, over our feelings. And that means that we have no choice. And when we have no choice, we have no power. And then when we have no power over our lives, over our feelings, over ourselves, then there is no direction. And this is where a lot of people stay in circles about their purpose. We talk about that in the last episode. I was telling you how I'm starting to realize much more than before how important is having a purpose is for people. Either you know it or not, you're going towards it. That's guarantee. Some people are conscious about it. Some people are unconscious. Sometimes the people that are unconscious, they experience some sort of challenges that eventually will take them back into that. And then eventually they'll become conscious. And some people are just miserable and they just live with their misery and they don't ever find out what their purpose was. And this is what happens with the victim bypasser is that sometimes they tend to stayed in that victimhood cycle and they don't even know how to get out of it because of that same reason. Many years ago, that was about the same time of the Me Too movement. For those of you that don't know me, I used to teach pole dancing in San Francisco when I lived there. It's a story time. And when the Me Too movement happened, the practices that I used to teach is very sensual, is very sexual, and we work with women in the space. And one of the things that we invite women when they do these practices, in the studio is to allow their emotions to be moved through their body. And as you all know, emotions are tied to traumas. And because of that, the studio gave us teachers trauma-informed training. So I had a training to become trauma-informed and understand how trauma is developed in someone's body, mind, and soul. And the teacher, oh, this woman was amazing, was so amazing. The way she explained trauma, the way she explained how sometimes we can actually make it worse when we push a person to go to face their trauma when they're not ready to do it, and how we can intensify that trauma. And in one of the classes, she explained the victim bypass. And she used, and she explained how toxic it is for us. And the reason why I say it, she explained the victim bypass, she actually didn't know that she was explaining the toxicity of it. But now that I put the two and one together, I realized that she did, because she was talking about empaths. The reason why she was talking about empath is because when we do body reading, when we connect with someone's body to read what they're feeling, energetically speaking, we are using our energetic sensors, let's put it that way, to connect to the sensors of the other person and feel what's happening in their bodies. So a lot of women that do this work, they call themselves empaths. I mean, it makes sense, right? They're being empathetic to the other person, and their empathy is what allows them to feel that. A lot of teachers, including myself, again, I want to make that very clear, in certain classes will come out of the class and we will feel so drained, because we will have women that will come to class with like really heavy emotions. And we will be the container and we will hold the space for them. And at the end, we will take on their feelings. We will take on their sadness, their anger, their frustrations, their anxiety, all of those things. As teachers, we will take on, we will feel depleted. We will take that home. And sometimes some of us will even get sick because of that. So this woman explained that the people that do that are actually being a victim to their abilities, and they are not taking responsibility of their capability of not doing that. So she explains how we have the ability to still feel empathy, to still connect with another person's emotions and experience without bringing it onto us. And she was saying that the people that were taking that onto them were doing it because they were choosing to do it. So this is where we talk about awareness and consciousness. Because if you are not aware and conscious that you're doing it because you want to do it, because you want to feel special by feeling those things, I know that because that was me. I felt so special when I knew that I could take on those things. I felt so special when I was able to connect to someone's mind and read what they were saying. I felt so special when I could see certain things, or that can even take over my body. I felt so special when I saw like lights and shadows. You know what I mean? If you're listening and you have had that happen, you know that it makes you feel really good to have those abilities, to know that you're capable of doing those things. It does make us feel like we are special, because we are. And that also ties into something deeper, which is we're seeking for that approval from someone else to tell us you are special, you are amazing. And when we start seeking that outside of us, then that's also another wound that we need to heal, because we should know that we are special without anyone telling us that we are. And that's what the victim bypasser does. So, you know, by being an empath, by being so gifted and by sensing others' emotions or what they're thinking, right? That can be used as an excuse to be self-pity, self-destructor, or like even volatile sometimes in a way that also can be so common. It's like, oh my God, I feel all my emotions. So I just get into a level of rage that I destroy the space and I have no control whatsoever. That may be true, that you do not have control whatsoever. However, what is not true is that you can never have control over. That is a lie. But if the person that is going through that chooses to believe that the truth is that they can have control over that, that they can overpower that, overcome that, then that will be their truth. And then they go back into the same cycle. So, like I said, really important to ground yourself and understand that your spiritual abilities, the things that you're capable of doing, energetically speaking, with your mind, with your heart, with your aura, whatever it is that you use, you are responsible of those things. You are responsible of allowing someone within your field. You are responsible of accessing someone else's mind or accessing someone else's energetic field. You are responsible of the entities that have access to you. And then you'll ask me, okay, Ximena, well, great, I'm responsible. So now what? What do I do? How do I navigate this? I don't know what to do. Friend, a lot of us don't know what to do. And there is so much that we can actually do. We can educate ourselves. We can study. We can take the time to understand how other people that experience similar abilities take care of themselves. I think that is really important, that if a person has the ability to do remote viewing and accessing that, and he has that superpower, that the person takes the time to educate themselves on how to turn it on and turn it off. Because it's like, if you were a flashlight and all of your gifts were like this radioactive flashlight, if you have it on all the time, imagine how that can affect you and can affect others around you. So knobs on a TV or on a sound console, our gifts have those abilities to bring them all the way up super high when they need to, and then bring them down just enough to keep you connected, but not all the way up that it can self-destruct you and then those around you and then your relationships and then your own life. You know what I mean? Is one of those things that is also part of the journey, is finding that fine tuning between being a spiritual being and being a human being, because we're both. And we came here to have a human experience. So when we connect to our spirit, when we connect to our higher self, when we connect to your heart or to, you know, whatever you want to call that, when you connect to it, then you're able to still be human. And then something that just came to mind is, okay, so how does all of this apply to the world of plant medicine and all of these different medicines that we talk here in the podcast? It applies tremendously, tremendously, because that discovery of your challenges, of your unhealthy ego, of the things that are not working for you are sets of intentions that you can bring when you work with plant medicine. And also, when we're clear of our spiritual bypassing and we work with medicine, we can go deeper into our intentions because we have a deeper clarity of our unhealthy ego. So all of this connects one way or another, and it always goes to the same place, which is working on ourselves to become better. I think that if you ever are lacking purpose and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing in this life, do one thing only and make that your purpose. And it's to expand your consciousness and your awareness of who you are, what do you believe, and what are your values. And as you dive into that discovery, because that is your purpose, you will find out many more layers to your purpose. So, with that, thank you so much for joining on this episode. Next week, I will bring you all a surprise. So stay tuned. I enjoy a lot talking to you all today. This was a very awesome episode for me to make. So if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, you know where to find me. You can find me on Instagram at ShamanFlora, or you can email me at info@shamanflora.com. Any questions, any concerns, please let me know. Have a wonderful rest of your day, a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll see you next week. Peace. Thank you for joining us on this magical voyage. Your presence means the world to us. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show on your preferred platform, and catch our next episode next Wednesday. Your support spreads the wisdom of plant medicine far and wide. And remember to connect with our community on Instagram, join our Facebook group at Shaman Flora, or visit our website for exclusive content and resources at shamanflora.com. Until next Wednesday, and friends, stay inspired, stay connected, and let the healing power of the plants illuminate your path. Many blessings to you, and thank you for being part of the Shaman Flora family.